Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So we're getting near the end of the school year for many. Seniors are checking out, right? And they're kind of just going through the motions right now at many high schools across the area.
Seniors and others.
And others as well. But by the way, it's not just for high school kids. Others have senioritis as well, joining us, as she does every Tuesday, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel, you're having a bout of your own senioritis, it appears.
I'm barely here right now. I thought about just not even getting up for this and doing this while I was still sleeping, but here we are.
This is the best part of your day, though, so that's why you got up, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping you can motivate me because it's real. Like, and this is the time of year, too, that
right.
I'm checked out. I'm so checked out. I was transcribing an interview that I did with somebody, and I asked this poor kid the same question three times. I'm like, okay, I'm not exactly batting 1,000 right now.
So what is it? Because when we're kids and even into near adulthood, when you go off to college, you're in that school cycle. The year has a cycle and it's built around school. You've got your summer off or whatever. Right.
Yeah. Warming up.
So what is it about adults, or is it because the buck season is over and you haven't transitioned to Packers yet, or what's happening?
Kids are done with school.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. So that is so true. I've talked to athletes and coaches about this a lot. When the seasons end, you're not running on adrenaline anymore. You have this crash, and that's exactly what I'm feeling right now. For me, though, it's multi-sport. It's Packers. It's all the college basketball. It's Bucks. You know, you get in a zone where you're like in survival mode. You're going. And when it's over, it's not that I don't have work to do. It's not that I don't have gardening to do. It's not that I don't have exercise to do. But my adrenaline has just dropped. And I can see it. I can feel it. My smartwatch is telling me my stress levels have dropped. You know, I'm sleeping deeply. And that's, I'm watching Bridgerton now instead of doing actual.
You're living life. That's what that is.
This sounds actually not that bad. I think you're doing the right thing here, Lori, if we can support you in that.
Well, is it? I feel like it's kind of normal and natural, but we're in competitive businesses, you and I, and there's a pitch count at me if I don't produce a certain amount of stories, if I don't keep going, you know. And then I talk to my friend at work, and she's like, oh, it's a really slow day today. I'm reading a book. And I'm like, what's that like at work? I'm like, you're getting paid for that? And then I get jealous. So I don't, the senioritis thing is a real thing for all of us. And this time of year, I don't care. I just don't. Fire me. Go ahead.
What's interesting, though, because you mentioned to us, happy birthday, by the way, because I know there's three of you in your family that all have birthdays in the same time frame. We have that on our family, too, on both sides of my extended family, on Angie's and on mine. We have multiple birthdays, handfuls of birthdays.
Stacked up?
Yeah,
bing,
all
bing,
in May.
Bing, bing. Oh,
so as no things good. Warm up, it's just birthday, birthday, birthday,
running
birthday.
The gauntlet.
Right. Right. And I have to take care of my two sons' birthdays and make sure they're okay. And then there were graduations. And so there's a 12-day window here that it feels like Christmas again, without the week off to prepare and get everything ready. And I think as a mom, I feel a lot of pressure. I want to make them happy. I want to make sure they're happy. But now it's like we're all adults. It's like, well, what do you want to do? Well, what do you want to do? Well, what do you, I don't know. Let's just go out to dinner. And I'm like, that's lame. And then it's all pressure. It's distracting. And so go ahead, fire me. I just don't care. I just don't care anymore. I don't know. I'll snap out of it eventually. I don't know how you handle it, Eric, but right now normally I turn to exercise, to snap out of these things. But I went for a 2.5-hour bike ride 2 days ago, and there's so many bugs out there. I ordered a mask so I could go bite. I'm like, what's happening? This is too much work.
What kind of mask?
They fly in your mouth or what?
Oh, you're covered. Your helmet. They're in your helmet. glasses, and yes, all cyclists know what it's like to eat a bug in the spring. And the cicadas aren't even out yet, and I'm not having that.
Now you can eat those, though. Vince says you can eat those bugs.
Well, I identified that that's a thing, not that I encourage it.
There's not enough chocolate coating in the world, or gummy version, or whatever, of the cicada. No, you get... So I bought a little mask, and it's awful. Now I look like I'm a stalker on a Trek Damani bike. So I'm going to go back to sleep as soon as... Are we done?
I'm not letting you off the... You're not fired from here. We're talking again next week, Lori.
Happy birthday.
Too bad.
Thank you. I'll be prepared with notes. I promise.
We know.